You're back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And as I said, we got your winners in here, your GTLM. And I'll say it before, I'm not even going to explain what the hell GTLM means when it comes to the Freak Nation.
What's the biggest name in sports cars? Le Mans. GT Le Mans.
I understand that, Crasher, but damn it, we got the winners in here. Two out of the three winners. Screw Dirk. Get him out of here. We got Joey Hand.
He's only the guy that went across
Sebastian.
The finish line.
Dirk's trying to catch his flight.
Sebastian Bourdais, your winners in the GTLM category, of course, running for Chip Ganassi. And Joey, when we saw you out in the hallway, we had an idea that you had the car to win this damn thing. But you as a driver, knowing what happened here last year, were you kind of skittish thinking, we can win this G-damn thing?
Oh, I was pretty sure we could win it. Yeah, we were pretty strong. I mean, when I saw you guys before, I think I told you, I said, I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah, you did.
And we definitely had the car to beat all day. So, I mean, when we showed up here, the car was quick. We qualified in the pole. We were quickest in practice. And it was the difference was this car was racy. It was a racy car. We could put it wherever we wanted it, you know, and people don't really know what that means. It means, you know, if we want to break down the outside, we're passing a lot of cars, GTD, PCs, whatever. Break down the outside, break down the inside, not have a lockup, you know, not have the car do anything funny. That's a racy car. You know, you can put it wherever you want, and that's what you need for the whole race. I mean, you need a fast racy car at the end, but you need that racy car in the middle so you can get through the night. And, man, I'll tell you what, this thing was – it was gnarly in the middle of the night in the rain. It was holy cow moments all over the place. I was like, holy cow. Come to find out, I say that a lot. People tell me. So I was like, oh, holy cow. Whoop, holy
you
cow.
You don't drop the F-bomb?
There's probably, yeah, it's probably in the middle there.
But never talks on the radio, though.
Oh, yeah? So you don't know
myself.
He's saying, holy cow, holy cow. It's just to you.
Cool,
only
man.
Joey.
Cool, man. Yeah, copy. Yep.
Really?
That's all he says on the radio.
Do you want people to talk to you on the radio? Do you want to hear from a spotter? Or
yeah. I love having the spotter. We got some cool spotters. But my favorite guy, Robbie Fast, he does Indy cars for Dixon, and he does truck stuff and NASCAR stuff. He is so calming, especially for me. He's just like, here he comes. There he is right there. He's on your outside. You're clear right here. I fall asleep to Robbie Fast's voice at the middle of the night.
Speaking of falling asleep, who was behind the wheel when that pace car was out there for about an hour and a half?
Dirk.
Dirk was? I mean, I would fall asleep in that situation. How do you guys there were a lot of yellows, and because the conditions were just crap. How do you guys as drivers not fall asleep when it's just like, here we go?
It's hard. He had to close the vents and everything. He was freezing his butt off and in his hands and everything.
Probably had to pee.
He probably did. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Did you get in right after Dirk? Is that why you don't want to know?
Yeah, I do, actually.
He does. He does get in right after Dirk.
Well, once it's in it, anyways, you know, we'll get in it.
Don't you just tell yourself it's sweat. It's not pee.
That's what I tell myself.
Well,
I always
don't
say,
know.
When I get in after when I get out in after Seabass, I'm like, ooh, it's a nice French Bordeaux. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll mark that one. Sebastian Bourdais, you've won some big-time races, and you've had some big disappointments. But winning this race, again, with Chip Ganassi, putting the GT in the winner's circle, you a guy that knows the history of that car and the history of the 24-hour. This is badass for you to finally get that thing in a GT here at the Rolex.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just an unbelievable race. And like Joey said, you know, from start to finish, Joey did an amazing job in qualifying, put it up there, you know, took off in the start, and then Dirk just did it at the end. It was really, really, really tough. I mean, to be honest with you, I was glad I wasn't in it. He said it very well at the end, I think. You know, he did touring car and all of that stuff, and it's really what it looked like, you know, bumper to bumper and, like, you know, kind of stalling the rear wing a little bit at times. And these things are aero sensitive, you know, and when you start to get them really close like that in line, five cars, all different manufacturers, I mean, it had to be perfect for IMSA, but to watch for both Joey and I, it was nerve-wracking.
Sweaty palms.
Yeah, it was just
were you guys
not
both in the pits?
So
we were sitting right next to each other.
Yeah.
I looked at him, I'm like, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm
really uncomfortable.
Like, what do you think I'm like?
Quickly, we're getting a wrap-up from outside. You've won four open-wheel championships, but you raced in probably the closest series in the world, in DTM, German Touring Car. How does this relate to German Touring Car? Is the competition the same? And I imagine this feels pretty good compared to some of your results.
Oh, yeah. Well, DTM is different. DTM is like a lot like F1. I mean, he would know about that. But, you know, the racing's hard and it's close, but it's the racing we're doing here is probably even better, honestly. That
really?
Racing you just saw right there, I think, is better. The, cool. the crossovers, the things you can do behind people, you can't do in DTM. There's so much aero sensitivity in those cars. You can't be up on the back of somebody and turn down underneath them.
What Dirk did at the end of that race wouldn't happen.
You couldn't do that. No, you couldn't do that. We're looking at touring car racing at its finest right here. I mean, they're GT cars, but like Dirk said after the race, that was a touring car race. You had seven cars. You had seven cars in line. Yeah, and it's like, what do we do now? I go outside in, I go inside out, what do I do? But I mean, it was you know, it's this racing over here is for me. I dig it. I have a lot of fun. I had a great time on the restarts yesterday. I love being in that race, like in the mess. That's right, my honeysuckle right there.
It's my honeysuckle, Joey Hand. What's honeysuckle
right
in
his
print?
Honeysuckle. Holy smokes. Joey Hand, Sebastian Bourdais, your winner.
That's not something from DGT.
Yeah. You run for Chip Ganassi, and you're getting red on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live is like my new job now. I've done so much Facebook Live. I'm good.
Fellas, I know they're tugging at you. Thanks for doing this, man.
All right.
No worries,
it's good to be here. Good to see you guys again.
Great to see you guys, especially because you won.